la 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 la. San Diego, go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
What's up? What's up? All right, back. What's up, fool? Felipe Esparza right here.
What's up,
Oh, shit.
Guess who's here?
Guess who's here, man? Flaco, man.
Flaco Martinez. What's up, everybody?
What's up, fool? Rodrigo's not here, man.
What?
He's in Las Vegas right now with Edwin San Juan.
Oh, nice, dude.
What club is that?
I believe that's Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, Planet Hollywood, man. If you want to hear Rodrigo perform in Las Vegas, go to Planet Hollywood. He's opening up for Edwin San Juan. 7 shows beginning today.
Nice. That should be a good show, man. Some Filipino humor with a little Latino humor.
Yeah, man.
Kind of the same.
There'll be a lot of Yemens. So what's up, people? We're on Periscope right now. What's up, full Periscope?
What, in a submarine?
You're on Periscope right there, man. Say hi to our guest, Donald Turner, over there.
Hello, hello.
What's up, fool?
Donald Turner.
Follow Flaco Seagulls.
Flaco Seagulls on Twitter. What's up?
What's up, fool? So today, man, I got up at 5 in the morning.
Dude, I can't.
And I went
that.
To the Laugh Factory, because I only show up to the Laugh Factory when it's press.
It's a good day to show.
I showed up to the Laugh Factory because today was USO. It was like Wounded Warriors and stuff like that. And
were you performing there?
Or yeah.
At that early in the morning comedy?
Well, they wanted us. No, they snuck that in there. They got us to go there because we were supposed to receive an award.
And then it was censored.
I was there to reserve a Bob Hope Award for my USO service, which I did last year, the last year when I got up real early at 6:30, and I performed at 8 o'clock, and nobody was there but just me and Bob Zaney. So I got to go up second, but this time, though, everybody and their mother was there, man. I felt like Thanksgiving there, but with no turkey.
Oh, man.
Why so early? Are they on? They're on like a rack time?
It was for KR's 101.
Oh, so they were doing it in the morning radio.
It was a live broadcast.
Oh, that's really
so
cool.
All people wake up early. That's what happened.
Yeah. That's so cool, though. Congratulations.
Yeah, so all Marines, man, and U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force, U.S. Army.
Everybody that wouldn't take me.
Wow, and U.S. Man. Coast Guard was passing out punch.
Oh, nice.
That was a military joke for anybody out there listening. What's up, fool, over there in Periscope? If you guys are on Periscope, man, please follow me on Periscope, Felipe Esparza. Also, very important, go and subscribe to this podcast. Download the show. Write a good review, man. Please, write a good review on iTunes. Write something, man. Let us know who the hell is out there. Right, Flaco? What's up?
That's right, man. Put something on Yelp. Put something out there, man. Let us know that you know how to write and you're listening.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool, man? How you been, Flaco? You been dying lately?
No, I've been good, bro. I've been good since staying out of the ER. Well, except for last night, but, you know, that was more for
Flaco
a party.
Flaco has Parkinson's.
I don't have Parkinson's.
Oh, what do you have?
Morphins.
Morphinson's.
That's why. No, it's Marfan's. You know, he yelled that at the airplane we're at. He's like, he has Marfinson's. Everyone looked stunned. Like, oh, my God, I hope I didn't catch that. Like,
that was crazy, man. You don't know. What's up, fool? Oh, we got a listener over there, man. Rory, man, our listener. Shout out to him, man. A shout out. And shout out to these fools out there. Lady Lamb. No, she did not. Chaka Waka. Guitar Monkey. Blue Dini 01. Chia 626. NG Cake. I think that's a nigga cake. NG Cake. And what's up, fool? And there's a lot of people out there, man. I know you gave me a list. The Pinto family. You know, man, I don't know. You gave me a list, bro. I lost it. It was called Jose Pinto.
Pinto family?
The Pinto family. You know, it's funny, they're Mexicans. Beans.
Yeah.
I could see that coming.
I could see it. Or the Pinto car. And they all there fit in a Pinto. Yeah, man. They showed up to the show and where was I? I forgot where I was. You forget where you're at?
All the time. I don't know where I am now.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You're right here with Flaco right here.
Yeah, it feels like Hollywood, but, or is it Burbank, or what is it?
Yeah. Shout out to Cheezalicious. What's up, Cheezalicious?
Cheezalicious.
Hi, Cheezalicious.
What's up, fool? So, yeah, so I got up early in the morning, and there was all Marines there, and it was live on KRS 101 with everybody got that KRS 101 voice. And Jay Masala was there, rambling comedians, and there was comedians there trying to go up, trying to bump people. Luckily, I got there on time, and I got to go up right after. Right after food. Jakov Smirnoff was there, bro.
Jakov Smirnoff.
Yakov.
I know. Jakov
is okay.
You know you're Mexican, you call that food Jakov Smirnoff. No wonder he looked at me funny.
Yeah.
Jakov Smirnoff. Yeah, so I think I told him, what's up, Jakov Smirnoff?
I thought that was a drink you were ordering. All right.
Is that his name, right?
Yakov.
It was Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, there
we
go.
So whatever. He looks good, fool. He looks exactly the way he looks on King of the Hill.
No way.
Like everything was black. His beard was, man, it was funny. He was funny on stage. He looked like Howie Mandel with hair and beard.
Nice.
I think awesome. It is Howie Mandel.
He's got to be awesome. He's been around forever. That guy's awesome, right?
Dude, he bought a theater in Branford, Missouri, and performed there his show nightly.
Oh, wow.
Where?
Branson, Missouri.
Branson, Missouri.
Is his own place? And does he live there?
There's his own theater, his own shows.
So he just does shows there all the time.
He said, over there, man, they think Russia is still under the red curtain, he said.
That's
so
awesome.
He has to perform all his shows.
What a killer morning.
It was killer, man. They had bagels and cream cheese.
Nice.
And nice. Marines. No pan dulce, man. No pan dulce
I think for the Mexicans,
No pan dulce. That's Jew club. So.
It was, right?
Yeah, that's bagel and cream
they
cheese.
They had salmon.
Oh, yeah. Then definitely.
Schmear, right? Schmear. Oh,
Schmirnoff. Wow.
Are you Jewish?
I am.
What's up, Lana Turner?
All right.
What's up, people? We have Lana Turner right here, man.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of the few women that used to perform in my show at the Wild Coyotes in Montebello.
You went to the Wild Coyotes.
Yeah, man. She used to go there and get her $50 and go home.
I loved it. That was a blast.
Oh, I love that.
Where else, bro? Can you do like 15 minutes, 12 minutes, and then go home?
Right.
Right.
And that $50 made all the difference.
Hell yeah, man. Back then, man, motherfucker were struggling.
Yeah.
So you started off in Texas or where?
I started stand-up in Houston. Yeah.
Because I remember one time Gabriel Iglesias and I, and when I was opening up for him in 2003, we went to Houston in 2002 to the Laugh Stop.
Yeah.
That's where they had the piano. It was Sam Kinison's piano.
They have a Laugh Stop?
Yeah, it was a big piano. Somebody,
was it Sam Kennison's?
Yeah, somebody told me, but you know me. I told everybody it was Sam Kennison's.
You know, somebody else.
They probably lied to me again. They probably lied to me. So
he probably touched the piano once and it's
he threw up on it.
Yeah.
That's his piano now. Yeah.
So I remember I told everybody about you guys, you know, because we were already friends, and I told everybody in Houston, and you guys were killing it, rocking it, right? And I remember when I told you guys, I told Ralphie May that. He goes, that's good you told him that because there was a lot of haters back then.
For him, yeah.
So they were. He was glad that I told him you guys were doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a lot of people that weren't too supportive of him. I mean, there's different cities with different comedy energy, you know? Like, you go to a city like Nashville, and the comedians are really, like, supportive of each other. San Diego, like, you have a really good vibe. In Houston, I don't know how it is now, but back then, it just wasn't super supportive. And I was never really on the radar there, too. I hadn't been doing stand-up that long when I left, so he had been there for a long time.
So he had been through it more then.
Yeah. So okay.
Would you start out at the Comedy Store or the Laugh Factory?
When I came here?
Yeah.
I was in the Laugh Factory.
That's right. You're a Laugh Factory girl, huh?
And it sucks because I don't get spots there anymore. And I love the Laugh Factory, and I love Jamie. But when Ralphie was here, he was managed by Jamie. And when they parted ways, it all ended for both of us. I didn't do anything, Jamie. But I just don't get spots there. I mean, I don't know. I've seen him a couple times, and I've talked to him, and, you know, it sucks because it's such a wonderful club, and I don't get it. Like, it's good for everyone to just get past the whatever and just get on stage, right?
So you were banned because Ralphie was banned.
I don't know if I was ever officially banned. I just haven't been able to get back in. I've been on stage once there when we filmed The Dog Whisperer. I got back on that stage, and I just love it so much. Love it. And I love Jamie, too. He made a huge impact on our lives.
And you had your engagement party at the Laugh Factory, remember?
We did, yeah.
I was there.
It was awesome. Like, I have nothing but good things to say about it. It's just, you know, Ralphie professionally moved on. And that's business, right? When it, like, if a bar stops serving Pepsi and goes with Coke, it doesn't hold a grudge against the, you know what I mean?
It's just means they're doing better.
Yeah,
now.
It just means they just have to go. They just go on Coke. About their way. Yeah. But when it's a human commodity, things don't go so well.
I used to go there when they had RC Cola.
Yeah, right. Well, that got bumped. That's so funny. It's like,
I remember when I first. So this is Lana Turner, people, comedian. If you guys don't know, she's Ralphie May's wife, but she's also a comedian herself.
Yeah.
So what made you want? Did you start it off as a guitar comic, or do you consider yourself a guitar comic, or musical comedian, or what else, Flaco? Give me something, fool. You're over here dying, bro.
Do you consider yourself the musical comic, or are you the comic first?
You just said the same question.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like Flaco, man. Flaco. I repeat what Rodrigo says. Flaco repeats what I say.
Yeah, just so ask her a question. The question I just asked. I start out playing songs, and then like I found comedy, and like, it's just, you know, just I have a knack for writing funny songs. So you know, but the stand up came too. You know, you start figuring out how to introduce stuff and talk about other things, and after this much time in the business, you kind of get it. You know, but it's I love writing songs.
Do you ever just do sets without your guitar? Or?
Sometimes, yeah.
But do you miss a guitar when you're up there?
No. I mean, it's just different, working a different muscle, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, yeah. But there was one time where I wouldn't touch the guitar for a really long stretch because I just wanted to work on monology and get better at it.
Oh,
yeah.
When you were up there performing without the guitar, were you holding your guitar pick playing on your leg?
Like
when you didn't have your guitar up there, were you holding your guitar pick but still playing?
Just
with
hold
your leg?
It, yeah. But I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna hold.
I was air guitaring it up there. Eh?
You know, it's so fun. I feel like the guitar is such a automatic crowd pleaser that it's almost like, you know, now I just close with it. Like I'll do a strong like 30 minutes of stand up, and then I'll go to the guitar, and that way it's just. It's
a good ending.
Yes. Yeah. For a long time, I used to go between guitar and stand-up. And doing that for an hour doesn't work as well because the guitar is so, you know, it's hard to go from a song back into monology.
And your songs are always like, you already have your songs written down.
Yeah.
Have you ever do like a song where you're bringing back your set?
Yeah, no, I've never done that. No, like where you go back through and talk about stuff in the crowd or whatever.
Or what you did
I've
that
never
day.
Done that. Yeah. No, yeah. I should.
There you go.
Like
there you
today, I hung out with you guys.
Yeah, right.
What did you when you first started doing stand up comedy? I was deadpan, and Flaco, you were deadpan too, huh?
Yeah, I'm always deadpan.
Yeah. So what was it like your first time doing comedy? What was your style? Did it change? Has it changed to from the first time you went up on stage?
Like them in the very first. You know what?
Your style is
I've
it
just
the same.
Better, but I'm pretty much the same. It's
oh, that's
weird.
Good, man.
I maybe on. In some ways, you work all those years to kind of get back to the innocence of that first set. Because, you know, like when you first get up that first time, you have no idea what you're doing. And it's so raw. I had the opportunity to revisit that experience about 3 months ago. I performed completely nude in Sherman
what?
Oaks for a bunch of nudists.
They have those shows still?
No. Yeah. It was a nudist event. Like, there were all naked people in the audience, and the performers all
was
had
Ralph
to be
really
nude.
There?
No.
Another email they didn't get.
Yeah, yeah, right? You missed that one. It was, but it was so
see,
cool.
That's what you call a secret comedy show.
That is.
I don't think I'll get booked there.
People always say, oh, we had a secret comedy show. Yeah, but you're promoting it for weeks.
Right.
This is a secret. Naked. You perform naked?
And it wasn't a secret. Anyone could go. You just have to be willing to sit in a room full of people being nude. Like these are people.
Completely naked. Like you weren't wearing a fanny pack. Nothing.
Nothing except my guitar and
so
my
you're
pigtails.
Naked. The audience is naked.
Also,
everybody's naked.
The cocktail waitress.
So you had
everybody. Well, oh, there was a sound guy. He had clothes on, I guess. But
security.
Yeah.
So you had a guitar.
I had
oh,
my
you
guitar,
have the guitar
and a microphone.
I would have said, you know what, today could you switch it up to a ukulele?
Yeah. It's funny that like, but
you turn around at least.
Yeah,
once?
Right. Yeah, right. I'm gonna perform with my back facing. No,
that'd be cool. How the whole time with her back, she was shy.
Still a good show. We're
for the audience.
It was so funny. It was mostly dudes in the crowd.
I bet it was all
there
dudes.
Was some,
yeah.
There were some
dudes
women.
With socks.
Right? You know, it's crazy.
Rodrigo's in the front seat, eh?
Yeah, right?
Eating Cheetos. Come on.
But getting back to that original, like, the first time you ever got on stage.
Yeah.
I felt like that. I was just like, this is.
Naked, huh?
Yes. Completely naked. Like, you just. What are you, it was, I was so nervous. I haven't been that nervous doing stand-up, and I almost had a panic attack.
Wow.
I was so nervous.
So that's what you do when you're comfortable with your comedy, bro. You just got to do the naked show.
Yeah. And put yourself out of that bubble. You know what's funny about the thing? It was gross. It was so gross. I mean, think about that. But
oh, tell us about her.
They catered it with Subway, which I was like,
God.
I know, like, who wants
they're
a foot long?
They're giving up pastrami.
Yeah, pepperoni pizza. It was really, and there was an earthquake that night. It was a Sunday night, and there was like a little earthquake. And I was just like, can you imagine if we all die right now? And
oh,
like, you know, 10,000 years, they dig us up, and I'm their leader because I'm on stage right
now. Was Jackal Smirnoff there?
Yeah, right? Yeah. It was crazy. So, yeah, I mean, you're talking about, though, getting back to that original, like how you were when you first started.
Man, you took it way back with original.
Yeah.
How did it feel my first up on stage? I felt naked on stage. Oh, I just did that.
You just did it.
Really did that, yeah.
So, You did your normal act, or did you write new bits for being naked?
I did a few things off
naked
the top.
Naked and afraid.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to acknowledge it. But I got material out of doing it, too. Like, it's something to talk about.
I was thinking
about
I could probably do about, like, 5 minutes on just, like, my leg. Like,
right?
Or maybe even more.
Flat I can hook you up with the guy does it pretty regularly, from what I understand.
Oh, wow.
Although a really funny part of the story is I was supposed to get paid for the night, and I was putting my clothes back on, and I'm, like, waiting for my money, and it was so awkward. And he did not pay. He didn't have the money to pay me. I don't know. I assume he didn't have pockets, but he still hasn't paid me. I've known him for a long time, this guy, but I don't know if I'll ever see the cash from the gig.
That's
a really bad one to get stiffed on, because I was like, I got naked for this.
You feel like a literally stripper that just got a
No, I was literally putting my clothes back on, and I was standing there, like, you know how sometimes at the end of a gig you kind of have to awkwardly wait around because the booker's like in that office and they don't really
want to
pay you.
You gotta watch over the stage sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just more demeaning when you're putting on your
clothes. Putting your clothes back on. It's like, and it wasn't, I just don't think he made enough money off the gig to pay. He didn't do good, you know, he didn't do the right math. I don't think he was thinking.
And I would have fought back. I was like, it was me naked up here. This is bullshit.
Yeah, you were supposed to. Honestly, though, for the experience, and like I said, getting back to that original place in comedy and really challenging myself, it's worth it. I mean, the money would be nice, but I mean, the experience was worth it. It was really it. Really crazy.
Would you do it again? Would you do your 1 hour?
Would I do it again?
Your whole 1 hour special naked?
Naked. No, you know what? Here's the thing. He immediately asked me to do
AC real high.
Yeah, right. The AC?
The air conditioner real cold.
Yeah, right? No, there wasn't, because there's a lot of dudes in the room.
Fucking
they don't
dudes
want
that. Like
that,
right?
Those dudes were probably there early, huh? I know somebody's going to be here soon, man.
I've not seen that many penises in one room ever in my life. And let me tell you, black guys, I salute you. It was like, those were the baby arms in the room, like, just hung like nobody's business. And so it's true.
They were naked too?
Well, yeah. Everybody was.
That's right. The whole audience is naked.
Everybody
was.
That's
the show you don't want to follow a black guy, bro. You don't want to follow the black
I had to follow. Right there was a black comic on the
I'll
show.
I'll follow that fool. I said, hey, I won't hurt. I'll follow that black guy. Hey, look at me. I won't hurt you. After me, you can go back and run and walk. Nothing's going to happen.
That's right. It's crazy, but.
Wow. See, in my head, I'm thinking that you're the only one naked up there. But no, and I'm thinking, okay, the whole world's naked.
I don't think I would have done it because I don't want anyone to snap a picture. And nobody had any pockets to put anything
in.
That's what you think. Yeah, they put a towel down and that was it. But that's what I didn't want is a photograph. But you asked me if I would do it again. And it was funny because the guy immediately, without paying me, but he asked me, can you do my next one? Because he had another show coming up at like a nudist resort. And I thought about it for a minute and I was like, I'm cool doing it once to have the story. I'm not cool being the person who does it. Like, that's your niche. Like, oh, you're the chick that gets naked all the time. No. I did it once.
You're the regular here.
Yeah. I don't want that to be my like namesake in the world.
Wow. So. You do a naked gig and then they stiff you.
Yeah.
That's a movie right there.
It's hilarious. It's almost worth the story, though, to have that. You know what I mean?
It's going to be a new reality show. Starting
naked comedians. And unpaid.
I should have got paid.
Paid up front, man. That's the example of a gig where you
That'd
get your
be
money.
That'd be a fucking good show right there, man. Somebody called Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
I should have got paid. So what happened, bro? Oh, man. So there I was, right? I get booked by this guy in a valley to do this naked show, and everybody naked, there's dicks everywhere.
I'm tripping over black guys' dicks. I'm
tripping over dicks. I knew there was going to be naked, but I tripped over a dick on the way inside. It was crazy, and then they don't pay me.
Because naked and unpaid.
I should have got paid.
Seriously, it was a majority of black guys there?
No, not a majority at all.
It was a majority.
White dudes and some women. There were women. I mean, there was a mix of ethnicity. You know, Asians, though, so I didn't get the comparison on that. There's some Asian
women.
They
own the place. They don't need to be there. Yeah.
Asian women. No Asian dudes, though. I don't think they wanted to be there. I don't know. There were women, too. Plenty of women. But, I mean, there were three shows. There was two shows on Saturday, one on a Sunday. So there was a collection of various people who would show up in Sherman Oaks for a nude show.
You did two shows? Or?
It was two shows on one and one on Sunday. It was a weekend. I was booked to do a week. I got to do it three times.
How long ago was this?
About 4 months ago.
Oh, this is new then.
Damn.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So I revisited my first time. I lost my comedy virginity again.
Yeah, you did, man. You revisited everything, man. Going up naked, taking a gig without knowing if you're going to get paid or not.
I thought I'd get paid.
Not kidding a promoter.
I'm still believe at some point he will pay me. If you hear this, I'm not going to say his name because I actually like the guy. I think he's well-intentioned.
I don't think he's going to pay, man. What do you think, Flacco? Is
he going to pay? No.
If he hasn't paid already.
No. We'll send somebody from the podcast to go get your money, man.
Okay.
They're down, man.
He might get naked and run away.
I have no pockets. What am I going to do?
We'll send the Birdman. We have a listener and a comedian. His name is Birdman from San Jose.
He does hits.
This guy does hits. Not hits, but if somebody owes you $10,000 or less, he'll go get it for you. Like, give him the address. He'll go, Lana Turner, man, I heard she performed naked for you, and she wants her $500. But no, it'll probably be like seven. He'll probably ask for 800 because he wants to make three. So now it's 800. Yeah.
So he just stands there until the guy will pay him?
He'll just stand there. He'll sit on a porch.
We're not quite sure what he does.
Quite sure what he does, but that's his M.O. He put it on Facebook, so it must be true.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine. All right, Birdman. You want to collect my money?
You're on a mission, bro.
He's kind of a greasy dude, and he's willing to get naked. So I don't know if you want to sit on that porch.
Yeah, his name is Ron Jeremy, bro.
Oh, I like Ron Jeremy. He's a sweetheart.
So, wow, man. So that was your first naked show. Flacco, you going to do a naked show?
I won't get booked, bro. I mean, I'll try. I mean,
what? No, he probably would.
I'll do a naked show, man. No problem.
I have a feeling they wouldn't even hear my jokes if I did it. Like, it'd be like, just, okay, let me tell a joke now. Like,
I'll do a naked show and we're all going to have sex afterwards, man.
Well, you want to do an orgy.
I'm not
going to
be naked. I'm not going to be naked for the point of just being naked and then bombing, bro. Imagine bombing. He bombed, but his dick is little and not hard, huh? You know?
I would get down when he has the confidence, right? He's like, all right.
I'll be naked, man. You know, man, I'm ready, man, like to be naked with a group of people.
Yeah.
Before I was embarrassed, like I'll be shy, but now I think I'm ready, man. If people are down, I'm
go
down.
Go back down to Wild Coyote.
Yes, man. I'm down.
That's the place.
Are you down, bro? Like if somebody's naked, having sex right next to you, and then the girl goes, how about your friend? Should I give him some? And then the person next to you goes, yeah, if you want some.
I mean, I'm done.
Would you walk out of the room or would you stay?
I'll swing, bro. I'll swing. I mean,
wait.
You'll swing? Wow. That's a new one. Flacco will swing. Would you swing?
Wait, the scenario, though, you said your friend is next to you?
Yeah.
And they're having sex?
Yeah.
Well, you're already in the room with them.
Yeah, because
why
know,
are you, like, if you're there, you're down, like, right?
It's because you're there sitting down and your friend brought a chick over and
starts banging.
And she's loaded and shit. Or you're at her house. And you didn't think that
this is going very
okay. You're at her house. You're at her house because her friend already passed out. So her friend pretended to pass out because she didn't want to fuck with nobody. I've been there before. She took her own fucking knockout pill. She just passed out.
she's
sleeping with her fucking keys in her hand right now.
That's the one that he's
right. So she passed out, but the other one is good to go, man. So right there, right, she goes. So, you know, she's saying, how about your friend? But she's really saying, how about your friend leave? But your friend goes, give him some. So she goes, all right.
And with
that's scenario, how we got there.
And that scenario happens a lot, actually, with comedy, right?
It happens to you a lot? Ew.
I'm talking shit.
So it happened to you a lot?
Has that happened to me? I've been propositioned for threesomes, but, like, I've never done one. Of course, I have a really fat husband, so technically it's a threesome every time.
Wow.
No, I...
You have two kids?
We have two kids. You know, if I were to... With Ralphie, like, we have never done that. I don't know. But if I wasn't married, maybe. I don't know. You never know until you're in the right situation. There would have to be somebody that I'm really attracted to also. I couldn't just...
And then somebody you're never going to see again.
Probably, right?
Yeah, that'd be kind of obvious.
And then are we talking two dudes or a dude and a girl?
Whoever
or...
you want, man. Flaco. Would you prefer two girls?
Would change
or
that.
Three or four?
Because you don't want to cross swords necessarily. Like, that's a whole different scenario.
That's kind of true, yeah. I'm down to try it, but I'm going to go, like, you know, stick what, my would it,
would
foot
it be,
in the water
Would it have
first.
To be dark or
right,
light
I was
going to
say, who goes first? Like, yeah. That's another thing. And yeah, because do you really want to?
Yeah.
I think that's another thing, too. Like, I think I'm too nice where I just be like, oh, I'm sorry, nothing's going on with you right now. I'll be there in a minute. Like, you know, I'm back and forth with two people.
You'd be nice. Aw.
Like, I'm not that, like.
You go first. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Like, let me follow.
You'll be a gentleman. Pardon me. Can I slip it in now? Can I get a turn? Yes, sir. Come on.
It's like,
hey, we're a babe.
For me. Yeah.
Ugh.
A babe. Is that what you said?
We're a babe. Yeah. How are we doing?
I'd have to really know. Like, I'd have to feel really comfortable and know the people, and like probably really be attracted to both of them.
Either that, or I have to be really fucked up and not know what's going on. And either way, like, I think it works.
Well, she had to be fucked up, bro. Would you put in her drink, Bill Cosby?
Yeah, right?
The jello shots, bro.
Crazy, huh? Some people won't, man. Some people just walk out of the room.
I feel like, Felipe, you have some stories right now that are bubbling in your mind.
Tell us about Antigua, or was it Wild Coyotes, bro?
I don't even know how we got here. I don't even know how we got here, man. But all right,
Lisa, could you leave the room for a second?
Yeah, I was gonna say
you're not gonna edit the podcast.
No, yeah.
Because
she was talking about doing that naked show, and everybody in the room is naked. And I said, I'll be naked, man, but we're gonna have sex afterwards.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah.
Felipe, that you're
and
an
the whole time
flower.
I'm thinking about Phoenix, man. I went to Encounters. I went to a place called Encounters.
Is that one of those places where people just go to have sex?
Yes.
In Phoenix?
Yes, I went there when I was little.
When you were little?
A little young comic.
Encounters, huh?
It was a trip, man. It was sad. It was like the saddest people do. Yeah, like, we're talking about, man, most orgies in real life are sad of people you don't want to meet.
Well, it's not necessarily
you need
pretty,
ride home.
Right? It's not pretty, right?
Nah.
No.
You're stuck, you know, you need a ride home from a Crocus concert.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's like winning a lottery.
Wait, so what happened at Encounters? You just walked in to see what was going on?
Me and another comic with red hair who looked like a rooster.
Oh.
We went over there. He was wearing Richard Simmons shorts.
Oh, okay.
Straight up, man.
By the way, I love him.
He was wearing Richard Simmons shorts, okay? The kind with a little panty lining.
His white legs.
Yes, they're white, like ivory tusks. Oh. And he was wearing kids, and we go in and I'm wearing jeans, right? Because I don't know what's going on. But we get there, man. They're having full-on sex, man. This lady, 58-year-old lady, she's having sex with three truck drivers, bro.
What the fuck?
Like, they were just...
In a jacuzzi, watching it. I'm watching it. Me and him are watching it.
Wait, there was a jacuzzi inside?
How do you know a truck driver? Or had truck?
That's a lot of trailers outside, man.
Wait, so so you walk into this place. It was like a bar with a jacuzzi and...
It was like a warehouse.
Oh.
A warehouse.
Yeah, and you paid $35 to get in. I didn't pay to get in. Somebody paid for me.
Okay. Did the redhead pay?
The redheaded guy that paid for me.
Okay. All right, so you go into this place, smells a little gross, I'm sure.
It does not smell gross. It smells like
spermicide.
It smells like Fabuloso.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so they scrub it down.
They scrub it. It smells like the comedy club in a daytime before they open. It
smells like they've just killed the AIDS off the floor.
Yes.
Okay.
It smells like they disinfected them many times there.
Yeah, they need to. Okay, so and you walk in, and then what? So somebody pays the money.
There's a buffet, first of all, to the left.
Oh, they have food there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A buffet. They have nachos.
Did you eat?
I'm gonna lie. I got some fish nips.
Ew, really? Like fried fish chunks?
No, the little fish ones, the little orange fishies.
Oh, the little
fish crackers.
Oh, like what you feed kids.
Yeah, nips.
Okay.
So I had those, but there was a woman who was in charge of the buffet, and that was the woman that should have been dressed.
Oh, okay. So was she unclothed?
She looked like, you know Hank Hill's dad.
Oh, that little guy.
Yeah, like they chopped up her kneecaps and made them smaller.
Cotton.
She was wearing a little tiny muumuu, and every time she lifted up her hands, you could see her butt. And she did a lot of lifting of her hands, trying to grab more bread for the hot dogs.
It's called?
So we got cheese nibs and a hot dog, and we went to a jacuzzi, and me and a redhead, we're watching them fuck, man.
And where are they? Are they like on a stage or just?
They're inside the jacuzzi, inside the water.
In the water with you?
No, we're outside the water eating our cheese nibs.
So you're just sitting next to the hot tub or standing next to the hot tub, watching them have sex in the hot tub.
Trying not to get splashed.
Were you guys the only one watching? Or?
We're the only one watching because there's no more room in the jacuzzi. I don't want to participate. She's blowing.
Did you get into the jacuzzi?
She's blowing two dudes and another guy's behind her, like really like hammering it down, giving her the old watusi.
In the water.
In the warehouse.
In the water, man.
Which is in the warehouse.
And are there any other people in this place?
Yeah, but they're doing their thing. They're over there on the dance floor dancing slow songs.
Okay.
Like, there's people, like, there's women there, like, dancing slow songs with people.
Like, dirty dancing?
No, just slow songs, like, really cuddling slow songs, like, do-do-do-do-do. I'm 18 with a bullet. I got my trigger. They're just slow songs.
Just grinding.
It's weird. They're just dancing slow songs the whole time. And then upstairs, they have a big-ass bed, and they're watching a porno that's a porno with a bunch of fat, a porno with BBWs.
Like it's a BB.
Beautiful big woman. So big, thunderous woman, and a skinny guy having sex with her.
Yeah, on the porno. And and there are people like laying in this bed together? Kind of like.
Yeah, there's chairs on a bed. And
if there's room.
Like if there were people having sex on that bed, you could sit and watch them have sex.
But there was not at this point.
No, it was just me on that bed thinking about, wow, a lot of people have been on this bed.
Yeah. So you laid on that bed?
Yeah, I just lay there, man, watching the porno like with my just relaxing, thinking about how much of a loser I am right now.
Could they change the porno out, or were you just stuck watching fat people fuck?
They could change I just did the fat people fuck porno channel.
24 hours a day.
24 hours
nothing
a day.
Nothing but fat fucking all day long. Non-stop fat fucking. Get it here. Lay in the bed and watch fat people fuck.
Fuck your fat people fuck.
What fold is it going in now? Yeah. We don't know. Watch fat people fucking.
99 minutes fat fucking of channel. Fat people fucking.
Where's the remote?
Who wants cheese nibs?
Oh, what a
cheese nib, lady. More goldfish.
That's amazing. Okay, so...
So me and Richard Simmons, man, we're walking around.
I can't wait to see him.
This guy's eating cheese nibs, touching his balls the whole time, bro.
He was?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's a daddy.
Yeah,
before all
I
that.
I know. I put that together.
This after a car show. It was years ago.
Yeah, Ralph used to do those car shows with you.
Yeah, the same guy who booked us is the same guy that booked Ralphie May for
was
the motor
show.
Was
Jill with you on that show, too?
You know what? Let me tell you, man. I think they must have went home, okay? Because I did not go home.
You just stayed in Phoenix.
You're right. It must have been one of those shows that he just decided to leave.
Yeah, because I remember that back then. I mean, that was before Last Comic. That was before everything.
Man, me and Ralphie made it the most shittiest show. It was shittiest because it was a great show for everyone else but the comedian. So I would say it was the shittiest show ever. It was outside, first of all. We're doing a show in front of a big-ass line where everybody's ordering fucking corn. and the corn is on fire and it's smelling good. And Ralphie May, me, and Jeff Garcia got to do 30 minutes each. Are you fucking serious? Who the fuck's those 30 minutes each outside?
While they're eating.
Yeah, we have to follow.
It's during the daytime. Like, people are just ordering corn.
Yes. It's like a big-ass fair in Arizona. It's a big-ass fair, Cinco de Mayo fair or some kind of fair.
That's hilarious.
And there's been bands playing all day. And there's a Mexican band, a rock and roll band called Kinky, K-I-N-K-Y. They opened up for it. They're a big rock and Espanol band, but we have to follow them, okay? And everybody, like, all into them. Fucking line of corn, fucking forever, bro.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know how Mexicans are, bro. There was more fucking trash cans for corn hugs than they were for fucking any other type of trash in the whole fucking place. And there's a big ass line, dude. And I'm like, I'm like, fuck, hey, if anybody else goes shorter than 30, I'm going to go shorter than whatever they go up. Like if Ruffin May does 25 and Jeff Garcia does 15.
Are you doing 10?
Give it up for Felipe headlining with 7 minutes. Give it up for that fucking corn line. It was one of those shows where you give it up for everybody but the jokes. Have you done a show like that where you know?
He's just trying to keep him from like, yeah.
From eating or doing other stuff.
Yeah, so me and fucking Louis C.K. back to Louis C.K., redheaded guy over here. Enter Simmons at this whorehouse. Yeah, man, that was a trip, bro.
That's pretty crazy.
But wasn't a whore? Was there prostitutes? Did you pay for sex there,
no,
too?
No, but I ended up dancing with a girl who was wearing a necklace, Jay. She said she was there to do a research for high school, for college.
Yeah, right. That'd be my excuse.
Yeah, but I slow dance with her.
What is that place called? Just the
Encounters.
Warehouse?
Is it still there?
It's still there.
I'm sure it is.
I asked some older people who know about them, like who are older people. They know. Yeah, I've been there when I was 50.
So it's known. It's like if you go to L.A., it sounds opera. Like it.
Oh, I don't know. There's an L.A. place too.
Oh no, I mean, no.
There's probably
strip,
many.
There's a strip club called Sam's Opera. It's pretty famous out here. But.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of like underground sex things out here.
So
San Gabriel. Probably.
So when did you meet Ralphie May?
In Houston at the Laugh Stop.
Oh wow! So you met him over there. I thought you met him over here. And hey, huh?
We've been together for almost 17 years now. This is
God damn.
Today's the first or the second? Today's the first, right? So technically, today is our 10-year anniversary.
Oh wow!
Wow!
Yeah. Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary! Mm. 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. Let's see if we can make it past 10.
17 years. And how old are
almost
your kids?
Almost 16 years, roughly, yeah.
How old are your kids?
August just turned 6 last week, and April 7. She'll be
see, they did it right,
September.
Bro. 17 years together, and the kids are 6.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to
I bet your family members, Flaco, or what? They've been together 17 years, and their kids
are
20, 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son was my best man.
Yeah, I know, right? the ring boy, bro.
What's that? Do you guys take your kids on the road? Do you travel with Ralphie May?
I was, but thing? That's kind of come to an end for now because...
kids are getting older?
No, I mean, it's just... Look, we were able to do it for a long time, but there's not a whole lot in it for me professionally to travel with him anymore because how many times... I mean, I'm way past the point of just featuring for him.
Yeah.
It's just gotten old and I was doing it just to try and keep our family together, so he could see the kids so much because he is on the road 24 hours. He just doesn't come off the road. So I've been sort of like, I'm going to throw two kids in an airplane and a dog and I'm going to fly to him on, you know, whenever I can, every 2 weeks.
Damn, you do that?
I did that
you
for the last...
You fly with two kids, a
and
dog?
And a dog, uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And every 2 weeks I was doing that. And I just can't do it anymore. So I just recently, and in the last few months, it's just, it's like no more. If you want to come home and see the kids, come off the road. You don't need to be on the road this much. You can figure this out. So it's.
Yeah, he's always busy on Twitter.
Well, he's on Twitter a lot. I don't think he uses Twitter, though. Like, he gets into fights with people on Twitter. I mean,
yeah, man.
I hardly have time to as easy as it is to post a tweet. I feel like I don't have time for it. Like between juggling everything, so he gets on there. He'll just like fight with somebody for like an hour. You're like, what are you doing? How do you have time for that?
I'm very opinionated on
Twitter,
social networks. Yeah,
and that's. I mean, I just it blows my mind. It's fun. It's really fun. I love my Twitter. Like, but it's one of those things that I do check pretty regularly. But. Yeah, he's on there. He should have a lot more followers, though. If he didn't fight with people, I think maybe some people just want to watch him fight.
I think that adds to it, yeah.
When I met them, I met Ralphie May and her a long time ago, but I used to go to their barbecues, bro.
Oh, yeah.
He makes burgers. He gets, like, ground beef, and he puts that Lipton onion dip mix.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right. And he makes it all up. And he fucking cooked barbecue for 11 hours straight.
Yeah, homemade barbecue sauce. And yeah, he used to really throw
it
down.
Is that Houston cooking right there?
That's just straight bro. Up Southern.
Yeah. She throws yeah. down, bro. Like, made his own barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has his own barbecue sauce now that he sells at the
Shut
gigs.
Up.
Oh, yeah. He yeah, like a Ralphie May hot
He has
barbecue?
His own. It's
Ralphie
really
May
good.
Barbecue.
Yeah. You be, he sells a ton of it on the road now. People want
yeah,
that.
Buddy. That's cool. Who wants to eat some Ralphie May sauce?
Right?
There you go.
So, yeah, that's become part of his business now. But he doesn't. We haven't had a barbecue. We had one last year, but we didn't really cook much of the food. It just it's just not his thing right now. He's too busy for it, I guess, which is a shame because it's really fun. We did some big ones back when.
Yeah, we fed everyone. It was big ones, man. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
And I was there. My son was there. He was a kid.
I remember. It's been... Well, I mean, we used to do one, he used to do it multiple times. Then it kind of became once a year, and then it sort of dwindled to occasionally. We'll try, but.
I went there one time, and I brought my son, Philip, and they had, like, marijuana brownies.
Oh.
And I had Philip with me. And I remember I ate like, six of them, man.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then I started hating me later on, you know, and I had my son with me. And I told him, just hold my hand, don't let go for the next 3 hours.
Actually, I heard stories about, when people go to, like, your house, they, like, try Ralphie's pot and they can't stand up. Like, I've heard that from many comics.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The first time I used a fucking vaporizer was at Ralphie May's house party.
Really?
Yeah, we're living in the valley.
Yeah. Oh, we never lived in the valley.
No, in the valley? No, the valley,
no,
but Hollywood
Crenshaw.
Hills way up
oh,
there.
Oh, up in the hills. Yeah, yeah,
hell
that's
yeah,
where
man.
We still live.
Good
okay,
view.
So, yeah, it's beautiful.
I tried to make it out to that birthday party, but, man, parking was a motherfucker.
Yeah. We have a valet.
Oh, my God.
But it is crazy.
That was like, hey, congratulations. That was a badass party, man.
Yeah.
I could tell that was a badass party. Lisa, my wife, we were looking for parking. God damn.
Yeah, there's no
I said, man, it's going to be tough. But I think we just passed the Wonderland apartment from the Wonderland Murders again.
Oh.
You live down the hill from there, right?
That house is, it's back behind
legend.
Where we are. Where the Wonderland Murders. We can't see it from our house, but if you go a few houses down from us, you can look down and see that house. Creepy, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We couldn't even get up the hill.
We couldn't even get up the hill.
Really, we always, that must have been one of the first parties we ever threw because we don't, now when we throw a party, we get a valet because it's too crazy.
Then you guys have valet.
We did? Okay.
Because we were looking for parking, and I said, and I saw like valet running down. The hill, and I said, I don't think we're going to find parking if valet is walking, running down the hill.
Right.
While we're going up the hill.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. But
it was a thing for a fundraiser for dogs, right?
Well, so so that was the year we did our kids' birthday parties, and I was just of the opinion that we don't need people bringing a ton of gifts for them. And my daughter at the time actually came up with the idea. She said,
yes.
If people bring, it's so sweet. Now she wants gifts. She's like, fuck that. I want presents. But that year she said, I don't want presents. I want doggy donations. I think she was milking to try and get a puppy out of it. There had to have been something.
Instead of that, we'll just get you a puppy. Okay.
Yeah. I think she was hoping that we would go to the pound
Sneaky.
And she would
was
pick
she
home
upset,
a puppy.
Like, you guys are actually going through with this?
No, because I told her. I said, well, I think you're a beautiful person, and I love that. So we had everyone bring doggy donations, but I told her, we're not getting a puppy. And then when everything was over, we loaded the car up and went to this place called Lucky Puppy, and she got to play with all the dogs. We've gone back a couple times there because she loves animals. But that was the last year we did the doggy donations because she realized that she didn't get a lot of presents. So
it backfired on her. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that she put it all together. It was really sweet of her, though. But yeah, so everybody brought doggy donations that year.
That was cool, man.
That's really cool.
We're not doing it this year. It's, I don't think. Well, maybe. I don't know. You never know. If we do, I'll let you guys know.
You guys were at my wedding?
Yes. Beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Your daughter, your kids were dancing, man. Everybody was dancing. Everybody
they were dancing like crazy. They were so mad when it was time to leave. We have to go. We don't want to go. And they passed out in the car. They were like, they're the ultimate like drunks at a party, kids.
I know. Your son was drinking punch, and he was tired sitting next to Ralphie. He looked at me and goes, I am seasick of dancing.
Oh, wow.
It was such a fun
so
party.
So he's seasick of dancing.
You guys,
August,
really
right?
Yep, yeah, August and April, which is because we're
April, June,
yeah,
May,
we're,
and August.
We're idiots,
May,
but yeah, nice. We named our kids after the months. You either love it or think it's retarded. So either way,
I named my daughter Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. So what's the most roughest town you work with Ralphie May when you guys said, "Man, we're about to not get paid"?
We're what?
We're about to not get paid here.
Here?
Oh, you guys ever stiffed like in a...
For a gig besides being naked?
Oh, have I?
Well, no, you and Ralphie.
You and Ralphie together.
For him? At this point, I mean, many times before, early on. But now it's all, you know,
before contract. It was bad. Because the time that you guys will get ripped off, it was the hard times, right? When you had nothing.
Yeah, and you know, when you first start making money too, they fuck you because what they do is they slide seats in the room or take, they try and...
That's what I keep telling people. They don't believe me that they do that.
Yeah. The whole, you know, I mean, and now granted, it might only be a couple $100 they're shaving off, but it's still stealing and it's not right. And because they look at you like you're making more money than you've ever made for the first time in your life.
Yeah.
I can skim off of this a little bit because you're not going to notice it because you're making more money than you've ever made.
Yeah.
But they're sliding seats in, or what they do.
How do they slide seats?
Well, you know,
comp them?
Oh, I can't tell you. Like, you'll be in the room and you'll count the seats and you'll be like, I just counted 340 seats. And they'll be like, no, those are 300 seats. And you'll see, no, I can count them. Here, let's count them together. See, 340. No, no, let's count them again. That was 300. And you're like, fuck you, man. That happens a lot, right?
Well, that's just pissing me off. That happened to me and when I was in San Diego. Uh-huh. I saw a fan say that I had to stand up to your whole show. I stood up to your whole show, or they didn't let me in. And I said, man, I thought this show was sold out, bro. I could show you the emails of people telling me they didn't get in. Yeah. Oh, that show's not sold out.
It's not a sold out show, so you didn't get a bonus.
Yeah,
you
know, some bullshit like that.
Or another one is if somebody's a no-show, they'll resell the ticket. So they make double the money on that ticket, but they don't kick it down to you, which isn't fair either. That's stealing.
No, that's not fair either, exactly.
Yeah, they're stealing, and it's not ethical.
Or sometimes... There's some places like in El Paso, this guy will not get rid of the comps.
Oh.
The birthday comps. He has birthday comps that he gives away birthday comps all week, and he does not get rid of them. I don't care who you are.
He has to have them?
He has to have the birthday comps.
So he's comping the seats in.
Yeah.
And you're not getting paid on those seats.
No. Yeah, the more popular I get, the more people want those birthday tickets, so he's giving them away. But he just gives them away. He keeps the drinks.
But how do you know how many birthday tickets
exactly.
are legit?
We never know. Yeah. There's no side thing for that. You know
that,
what I mean?
It has to be in your contract before you go back to that venue again. You're allowed maximum 10 birthday seats. Period. On this show. And if he doesn't do it, then you don't go back there because, we used to like teach defensive driving in Houston. And so some of the instructors would, there were these coupons where you could give people a discount. But the instructors could pull those coupons and throw them in the mix and pull extra money out of the pot.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. It's just, but that's stealing. So, yeah, that's not right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a little different than just not getting straight up or just not getting paid. It's just different now. But, yeah. I mean, I'm not selling tickets like Ralphie does yet. So it's one, you know.
He's doing theaters, right? Or clubs?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. Yeah, wherever. He's doing like a big, long theater run coming up here in a few months. And, I mean, I've got a couple of club dates this summer. I'm doing Tampa next week. A club called...
Give us our dates.
Snappers. I'm playing...
Snappers?
Which is a perfect place for a female comic, right?
Wow.
Yeah,
not Flappers over there. We're Snappers.
It's Snappers. It's a fish restaurant that does stand-up. But there's a legitimate club. I know you'll spit your water out. I know. Yeah, I won't be naked at that one. Thank you very much. And then I'm doing the Chicago... Schaumburg Improv. That's a great gig. I'll do that next
Schaumburg Improv.
Schaumburg is awesome. So I'll be there next month. But, you know, for me to go and do a whole week somewhere is tricky because I've got young kids. So I've been really staying close to L.A. and working on creative projects here. Just trying to, you know, doing things like Felipe's podcast.
What's up, fool? Let's talk about your podcast.
All right.
The perfect 10.
By the way, congratulations. You guys are rated every week on iTunes. You guys are on the top 100.
We are?
Yes. I check every time.
Really?
Well, I checked, you were like 59.
Really?
That's low, right?
Yeah, they're always in the top 200 when you have a new episode. Yeah, when
you have a new episode, you and Ralphie made the top 10. You guys are always right on the top 80, like below 80, like top 40.
Really?
Yeah.
But aren't you always there?
Hell no.
Really?
Every once in a while, I'm there, but I'm 88, you know, 198.
I had no idea. That's really good.
Yeah, you guys are rated... you guys are our high-rated podcast on iTunes.
No kidding. Thank you. I get. Well, I mean, I'm really proud of the podcast. Like, I love doing it, and it's like, I mean, I love it. Well, you were on it.
Yes.
You were on it back before. We've altered it a little bit. But
we were on when we did the podcast, dude, we were on a train station.
Yeah, we took a train ride with him. It was really fun. Because the whole idea is, look, I feel like everybody is famous now. It doesn't matter if it's your next door neighbor. If you want to Google them, you will find them online and you can find out something about them.
My plumber's famous.
Everybody. And everybody has a presence on the internet now, right? So the concept behind it is, you know, Felipe, if I want to find out something about you, I can just look it up and I can probably find something about you that you've done a million times before. But in our show, we want to do something that nobody's ever done with you before. Nobody's ever rode on a train with you and found out about the fact that you were right. That's how you were getting around. And that was so interesting. Yeah. And you were recognized. It was hilarious because you're like famous on a train. And there's like,
God, I used to take my seat.
TMZ took a picture of you getting on the train.
TMZ took a picture of me.
It was amazing. Like it was, and I mean, so pretty, and I also feel like, so many podcasts were just so fixated on having somebody super famous, but the person next door to you might have an amazing story, and that's kind of like how we've done it and just tried to get some cool, interesting stuff, and it's really fun. It's really hard to keep it going because of Ralphie's schedule, so we might take another hiatus. We took a year hiatus on it, and I'm not sure right now. We pre-stocked up like a ton of episodes, and we're coming kind of to the end of that, so I feel the pressure.
Oh, so you have episodes ready to come out?
We do, and we're starting to get to a trickle now of what we have, so we got to get back on it. It's
hard. People think it's easy, like, to do a podcast. It's hard fucking work, right?
It's a lot of work, and you have to be very committed. But now that you're telling me we're in the top,
maybe
I should get back on this.
On iTunes, there's a top 200, and you guys, I would say every week, are in the top 200.
Wow, that's so good.
Maybe not, and I would say it's always like under 100, right? It's never like 199, right?
No, it's usually like within 100.
Within 100, yeah.
Huh. All right, I'll tell Ralphie.
and that's so that's good because sometimes they let me look all the way down and we're like number 680.
I've never seen that.
I've seen your podcast when I go on iTunes and I'm not searching. I've seen it come up in the top because I mean
you shipped in a good week.
Yeah, well, this episode will definitely be in the top.
Naked comedy.
Yeah.
And
hello.
Snappers and. Yeah.
Look who's in here. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
So what's that like, man, watching Ralphie May's career grow? What's it like to be like a wife to a comedian?
And to be in a
comedy where you're both comedian. What's that like?
I'm so proud of him because I think he's so talented and he's such a wonderful person that he deserves so much success. As a comedian in the relationship, I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, with my shit.
Yeah, I mean, 9 comedy one-hour specials. I have my first one-hour come out this year. Like,
you produced it yourself?
No, it was actually produced by a woman who has a production studio, and it's on Hulu right now. I'm very proud of it, but it's my first one. I'm ready. I can do my next one. Like, that's the wonderful thing about recording an hour is that you have to write a new hour. So, like, all those years you work on that 1 hour, and then you have a new one, and so it's like yes, but yeah, he's been so prolific, and I'm so proud of him. But as another comic, you're just like, that's another reason why I'm staying in town as opposed to just chasing him on the road. Because when it comes to the family, I've just been trying so hard to keep our family going, but it doesn't bode well for me having my own stuff. So not to be selfish, but I'm just like I gotta stay in town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but watching somebody's career build, well, shit, I've seen your career. It's like, you can't, when you see somebody as talented as you, Felipe, and you see them finally get their just
what
dues,
they
like
deserve,
you get to be on Last Comic and go right to the top, and you're like, yeah, it's when you see somebody who didn't put it in, like you, I mean, it's different. You're like, okay, this is a guy who deserves it and is going to be able to stay on top. Because what happens is when people get that too quick, they can't keep it.
Fluke.
They brought him too soon, bro.
They brought him too soon. But you've marinated and it's delicious.
You've been there for days already.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that's the same thing for Ralphie. I mean, he was so ready when he finally got the opportunity. You know?
He was like more than ready. Like,
yeah. How about you though, man? I think you're ready, man.
I think I'm ready too. That's why I'm like, I need to start really focusing.
So what is your comedy based on now? Is it still the same or is it different? You talk about family stuff or...
Oh, I'm...
For a lot of your listeners out there, man, don't think she's just some pretty little girl, man. This girl, man, is fucking dirty, man.
Yeah, my first special is real. Like, my Hulu special is pretty dirty. I got all that.
Congratulations, by the way, on getting your Hulu special done, man.
Well, thank you.
What's up, man.
I'm so proud. Yeah, you can look it up. It's called So I Wrote a Song About It. And it's a bunch of songs. I feel like my writing has improved. You know those pictures you take when you're in like junior high and you have the braces and the armpit hair? That was me. So, like, when you do something in stand up, you know, however many years it's been, it's a photograph of what you did at that time. And then each time you evolve, you're like, wow, I can't believe that's where I was.
You're right about that, man. You're right about that. Because when you look at your old recorded sets from like,
sets
from 99, and it does look like a fucking horrible photo.
Yeah.
You watch the whole set and you go, wow, this motherfucker.
And that's out there forever.
Forever.
But you have to be so proud because it's good. It's just a different picture, right? Right? It's like, that's still good. Just because I had, you know, braces and ugly hair and whatever, it's still good. And then now, so I feel like my stand-up's just evolved so
Dropping
much.
Knowledge, bro.
That's yeah.
And your Hulu special was dropped off the same day that Ralphie dropped his.
So the best, you know, like this is
Netflix.
On the business end of things. Netflix is, he just had a new special come out now on Netflix. So he had a special come out not quite a year ago on Netflix, right? That one was shot after the one that just came out the other day. And the way that happened was when I got my special, the Hulu one, Una, this amazing woman who's a film producer, came to me and said, I want to shoot a special of you. And I was like, cool, we're going to shoot it up in Oregon. Awesome. Ralphie says, why don't you shoot it over a holiday weekend in Vegas? I have the South Point. It's going to be beautiful. You can do it there. You do two 40-minute sets in front of my 1 hour, and we'll shoot it there, and you don't have to pay for a venue. And she won't have to, and she'll just fly her crew in. And I was like, that's great. So I pitched it to Una, and this girl's so cool. She said, yes, we'll do that. And I said, but I want you to keep the cameras rolling on Ralphie. She said, no problem. She delivered him a special, the one that just came out this past week, completely free. We owned it 100%. She just all we had to do for her was he had to shoot a Ralphie May Presents special that he shot a few months later that she paid him for. This does not happen. So when he got his Netflix special, he took the special that we got for free, walked into Netflix and said, you can have this one. And they said, we'll shoot another one for you. And they gave him a deal. And he had two specials come out on Netflix.
Wow.
That does not happen. So I basically got him.
It'll never happen again.
It will never happen again. But you know what? If you think about it, he's had, seven other hour specials, and we don't own a single one of them. So
that's a damn shame. All the Comedy Central specials.
You don't own them. You don't make any money off of them. You don't have
They're sitting there on their page.
They're making money, and they'll make money forever on it. But it's okay because that's how you build your. You don't have a choice early on in your career. So, but this woman gave us a wonderful gift, and she's awesome. She has Terrible Angels is the name of her film. So it's a really cool little independent horror film. She's always doing cool stuff. So there you go. Cool story.
When you brought your crew to the South Point Casino, South Point didn't care. You didn't even ask them, hey, we're going to bring a whole crew.
Oh, no. It was all set up through South Point. And South Point was incredible, too.
But you didn't have to pay them money extra for
I don't believe shooting? So. I don't think that there was any. I think South Point were. I don't know the deal point.
But they got
on that.
But they probably got an ad. They got a free press, like live at South Point.
Well, I'm talking about them right now. I think that as far as casinos go in Vegas, that place is cool. I don't know if you've ever been in there, but they do the Dirty Show.
At midnight, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, just talking about them alone. I don't know what the deal was worked out, though. That would have been between the club, the venue and Una. But whatever it was worth doing.
They must have got a credit or something.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, credits are run pretty cheap nowadays. Right. So you brought your guitar with you?
Yeah, I always bring it.
You going to sing a song?
If you want.
Yeah. Okay. Bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
We got Lana Turner here.
Lana Turner.
Play us a song on her acoustic.
People always ask, is that your real name, Lana Turner?
Yes.
People said, you make it up? No, it's my real name. God damn it. From the South.
We got a
tour. Is that your original guitar?
No. This is
Dude,
get over here. This is
I used to do these shows with George Perez, bro, in fucking Orange County. Nothing fucking bald heads, bro. Bald heads.
I still do that show.
And people who don't who pretty much aren't ever gonna walk into a regular comedy club. And And then they go, and here we go, Lana Turner. Lana Turner's out there with a guitar, fucking cholos.
Playing the cholos, right?
It's so funny. I love doing those gigs, though, because they make you strong.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would love to do some of those now. I don't even know where the good ones are anymore.
Did you ever write a
You're probably going to get emails. You could do one with the guitar naked, me. Right?
Let's do it. No, I mean...
Bring a harmonica.
Because everybody that we were kind of doing those with at the time, probably nobody's doing them anymore. I don't know who the new...
I don't know either, man.
And I would love
Who's
to.
Who's doing them, Flaco? Who's doing all the rooms? Booker, bro.
Who's booking right now?
I'll do them. I love doing those because it's like...
Aren't you having a birthday show, bro?
Oh, actually, yeah, August at Sage in Uptown Whittier.
Okay, if I'm in town.
I'll have cholos and...
Give her gas money, bro.
Definitely, yeah, I'll do definitely. It. I love those gigs. Those gigs are fun. So, I don't know what to
mayonnaise.
Oh my god! I want to hear that?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't played in a while.
Well, you got your name on the guitar.
Yeah. I like
Have you done shows at the Grand Opera yet? Comedy shows?
No, Ralphie has. He performed at the Ryman, and I wasn't in town for it. He had somebody else open for him. That was the one that I was really bummed about. I would have loved to have done that. Like legendary, yeah. Because we have a spot in Nashville.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we when we renovated the house here, the one that you came up to, we got a spot up near Zany's in Nashville to live in for a few years, and then we ended up moving our business there. And it's easier to tour out of Tennessee. Ralphie's more of a Southern boy. I don't think he cares much for LA anymore. Right. Yeah, you know.
He likes that Southern barbecue.
Yeah.
What do you get, bro?
Hell yeah.
So let's just see. Remember a simpler time with not some. Oh, now let's see. Not so much. Wait, let me see if I can. I haven't played in a while. Let me remember. Remember a simpler time with not so much to learn. So back in my father's sack when I was just a sperm. There we go.
Right.
We are all the same. There we go. Not much more to say. So no matter your race or religion. We were all just mayonnaise. You can sing it with me, right?
Mayonnaise.
We were all just mayonnaise. Yes, we were all the same. That moment of conception was huge. So how can there be so much hate in this world when we were all just spooge?
You're mayonnaise, homie. Mayonnaise.
So look to the sperm sitting next to you. Make the most of what life brings. Well, at least you're not your mother's egg left on a pad with wings. Yes. I was an unstoppable sperm on a mission not to fail. 23 chromosomes and a bitching tail. Swimming in two big hairy balls, longing to be free. Praying that my mother won't just swallow me.
Mayonnaise.
Or perhaps you'd prefer Miracle Whip.
Yeah, man.
I haven't played that in so long. It's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best food commercial.
That's funny.
Food, that shit, to play that shit. Fucking Cholo, just look at each other, eh? She fucking singing about fucking mayonnaise, bro.
They got it, though. There's mayonnaise in prison.
Mayonnaise in prison.
That's all they give you, right? Just mayonnaise.
So we written any new songs?
Oh, yeah. That I've done.
Yeah.
Show
us.
This is fun. I actually just wrote a brand new song, and I've done it just a handful of times. I don't even have it fully down yet, but it's going to be... You know how when you write something, you're like, that's my new closer.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right.
But I don't have it memorized yet. But this actually happened. Somebody called me up with some bad news, and so I wrote this song about it. But it ended up being okay. So here you go. You say your life is not worth living, you're irrelevant and small. You've got a gun in your hand and you want to end it. I'll think this world will be better off without you, and that life is just a lie. But before you pull the trigger, I have one question. Can I get your stuff when you die? Your iPad when you die? I want your flat screen when you die. You've got lots of cool shit and you won't be using it when you die. Mentally unstable in a psychotic break. I hear the metal on your teeth, so I know it isn't fake. You're at the end of your rope, at the end of the line. But go ahead and pull the trigger, then your things will be all mine. Your Xbox will be mine, your Nissan Ultima will be mine. You've got lots of cool shit, so please don't bleed all over it when you die. Well, I know your life sucks and you are truly insane, but you've made up your mind. Now be sure to have good aim. There's a manifesto of your thoughts. Betsy wrote, just be sure to put an amendment in your suicide note that it gets your crap when you die, but not your cat when you die. This decision must be tough, but to me it means more stuff when you die. That's it.
All right.
Very, very dark and lighthearted at the same time.
My favorite thing to do right now, though, is a duet. I did this like little duet. It's I don't think you've ever heard this. It's been so long since we performed together. But this is a duet between Anne Frank, you know, the little Jewish girl hiding in the attic from the Nazis, and Helen Keller. Remember her? She couldn't
hear.
She couldn't hear yet. She was able to communicate, right? So this is a duet between Anne Frank and Helen Keller. So here you go.
This is so wrong.
Shut up, you deaf dumb bitch.
There
and
it
then,
is,
and
people.
Then I do it as a duet. You want to sing along?
Yeah.
See, that was beautiful. We're both going to hell, but we already knew that. So.
There it is, people.
Lana Turner.
That was
offending everybody in one song.
That's the whole point.
That was Helen Keller and Anne
and Frank. Anne Frank.
Duet, hiding, man. Hiding. I almost said Anne Rice, the vampire writer.
Anne Rice.
That was a good one, man.
Songs from the attic.
I could see people like getting pissed off and throwing stuff.
You hope, right?
Then you win.
I think that's what's different about comedy now for me is that it's so much more fun to do stuff that has like some like a caustic edge to it.
Well, it's easy to offend people today.
So easy.
Yeah, which, like a Facebook.
It's crazy. You know, like, and fun on some level,
that
right?
was a good song, though.
That was a good
song. One.
The Helen Keller. It's a lot of fun to do it. So, yeah.
So you've been doing more songs now when you close?
No, I mean, I'll do, like, stand-up for the first few minutes. I've been doing this thing right now that you probably dig. Like, we had an au pair, which is a fancy name for a nanny, who came over from China. And she was with us for a year. And I learned about, some of the language. And the N-word in China means that one.
That one?
Yeah.
So they say it all day long. That one and this one.
They say when they're confused, right? They're like, that one.
That one. When they say that one, it's with the E-R. When they say this one, it's with the ah.
Okay, so it sounds like slang.
They say it all day long. So I do this bit where I take out my iPad and I show the audience, and it's with Google Translate. And I'm showing that the N-word does not mean anything on the other side of the world. That there's a billion people who say it all day long and have no idea that it get them shot. And it's the funnest bit because you'll see people in the audience, like, literally, they don't know what to do with it because they... You know, it's such a taboo topic, but it's so much fun to talk about it. So that's
that's a good twist, like put a Mandarin twist on it.
Yeah, right? But I mean, and other words in Chinese, like pig is Jew. So like, it's so much fun.
Wow.
So you can order up some barbecue Jew next time you go to a Chinese restaurant. It's delicious.
Or maybe just Chinese people are just really racist. And that's
They are. That's another thing, because Asians can have a tendency to be very racist against other Asians. And I had no idea about this until I met
Spanish
my nanny.
You know the word for Mexican and Japanese is?
What?
Lazy.
Really? Like the translation?
Am I spot on? Am I on?
No, it's not lazy.
I wouldn't be surprised though if it wasn't like some sort of...
I'm just saying, I got it from a Donald Trump translation.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
You know, his speech is not that bad, man.
Go back to Mexico, you rapist.
I know, man.
Go on.
Once, his speech isn't that bad once you translate it from German, you know, it's not that bad.
Once you take it back a few years, you kind of get what he was trying to say.
Yeah, he was crazy.
He's crazy.
He was making a speech from 1910.
it's so funny, like, somebody like that thinks that that's going to... You wonder, there's just no intention at all. But, you know, he has enough money. He could build that wall on his own. Just go, if that's what you want to do. He's worth billions. Go ahead, build your wall. See how that works out for you.
And you can't
hire Mexicans to build it.
Which side? This side or that side? How are you going to talk about Mexicans like that when your hair looks like you're hiding one of our roosters on top of your head?
Like you could smuggle Mexicans.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's ridiculous. You wonder how he builds hotels. You know that that's being built through all sorts of...
Yeah, and who's going to clean them, motherfucker?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, all the beds are undone right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's crazy. That's so funny.
It's funny, man. The funniest thing is people having their uncles talk shit about Trump and then put it on me as a meme. A lot of guys have videos of their grandfather. Ese pinche Trump me la pela porque es un pinche puto. And yeah, that's the Mexicans they were talking about.
They're like, I'm not going to vote for him. Like, you're not going to vote anyway.
Yeah. Aren't you illegal? No, I'm just kidding.
Man, for the first time ever, man, somebody pissed off Mexicans and Puerto Ricans got pissed off.
Yeah, they got pissed off too.
I didn't think we'd get somebody fired. That's amazing. I was like, wow. We got a white guy fired. We got power now.
Yeah, well.
Well, the owner of the guy who owns Univision, Carlos Slim, he owns Univision. He owns telecommunications.
He's like one of the richest.
Like he bought the telecommunications in Mexico before before there was cell phones. He bought the technology for Mexico before they put cell phones there. That's his thing. But anyways, there was a meme about him. He said that it doesn't matter what Donald Trump says because he forgets he works for me.
Oh, there you go. True. See? Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's got a boss he has to answer to.
Yeah, you know, and he's Mexican. So that's a guy who pulled the thing.
And then he got done filming his meme and he went raped.
Yeah, raped.
Yeah, now I'm going to go rape someone. I own everything.
He got his fucking horses and said, Viva Zapata.
That's so funny. Well, good. I'm glad. Yeah, I mean, that guy has always been annoying anyways.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at it, like, okay, that's a celebrity talking shit, really, because he's not really a real businessman anyways.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. Hollywood, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's worth a lot of money. I mean, he has businesses. Like, he owns, I mean, when you go to New York, it's like the Trump building.
He talks all that shit, but he's one of the biggest welfare recipients in America. Like, every time he goes bankrupt, he begs for money, and he gets it.
And he's been bankrupt several times, which is interesting. Yeah. Like,
4 or 5 times they bailed his ass out.
Yeah, what's with that? I don't know. I don't know all how that works, but it's crooked, right?
Yeah, I'd rather have a bank account, but
I gotta figure
this shit out. This guy, like, you have a fucking Metro phone, right?
No, I don't. I'm using apps on my iPad.
Wow, so this guy walks around with.
I'm not buying a phone anymore. I'm done.
So you walk around with a notepad.
Yeah, on my iPad.
You can do like a FaceTime to an app,
yeah,
right?
That's all I have apps for text and phone. Like I'm not buying a phone every 6 months.
Flaco has one number to reach him at 911. That's it. Reach him at 911.
I think the nanny I was talking about, she just FaceTimed me from China, and it was through an app. So really, you can probably just use that, right?
No, yeah, that's what I've been
using.
It's
free, right?
It's an actual phone.
That's kind of smart.
Yeah, it's way cheaper.
My phone bill's way too high.
Yeah, we don't need contracts and all that. I'm starting something. I'm not buying a phone anymore. I've been without a phone for 3 months.
You probably don't have anyone to call anyways.
It's the thing. Like, I had a phone and like I would always text people. Nobody would call me. It was always text. It was like, why am I paying for
always
a line
text
that
you're ready?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, text
yeah, there's no point.
Since I've known you, you've had 5 phones and I got them all right here.
Oh yeah, you have like all my numbers, right?
All of them, dude. You had like 8 phones that I've known you.
And you have like the King Daddy phone right there, Felipe.
Yeah, my phone is a battery operated phone. It's heavy, it's bulletproof.
How much different is that from my iPad, bro? Come on, like
it's heavier than your iPad, bro. Look, it's heavier.
It's almost as big.
Wow, yeah, see,
it's like a third of the size. So you're right, yeah, because you have like that little mini iPad.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool, man?
What's up, fool?
We're gonna be at next, so our listeners can go and watch you and.
Next
listen
week,
to your music and comedy.
Yeah, well, so check out the podcast, The Perfect 10 Pod, which is
Perfect
in the top 200 routinely, apparently.
Yes, Ralphie May, Lana Turner, Perfect 10.
Perfect 10 Podcast. And then we've got, go back in the archives and check out the one with Felipe because it's wonderful. And then I've got the show next week in Tampa and the show next month in Schaumburg outside Chicago. And go to LanaTurner.com or Lana Turner on Twitter. It's LAHNA. And Hulu Special. Or Hulu or iTunes or wherever you want to download it.
Hulu.
Hulu.
iTunes.
Who knew Hulu?
And what's your webpage?
LAHNATURNER.com.
And Twitter?
Same thing, LAHNA. Yep.
Flaco, you have a show, a birthday show coming up?
Yes, I do. Sage Uptown Whittier, August 14th. Just add it to the lineup, Lana Turner.
Yeah, I'll try and come. We'll check our schedules after
definitely.
After this.
What's up, fool? I will be at the Ice House this week, but it's sold out. So if you didn't get tickets, that's it. You can't get tickets no more. It's sold out.
They'll slide some seats in the back and won't pay you for them.
Yeah,
no,
go.
Not
oh,
the ice
go.
House. Not the ice house. We won't say that.
I've been to places, man. I'm going to say no name, Marco Island.
Oh, yeah.
Where that place, I saw people bringing a table and people sat down and they ordered a bunch of food and that place was still not sold out. How could that be? They told me to be careful on the way onto the stage.
But because there's no room.
There was no room, but it's still not sold out.
But they paid you in like hush puppies and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, they paid me in fucking good fish.
Good fish.
And any club with good food, I don't trust them either, man, because they're going to try to bribe me with food.
Yeah. They have like a cheese.
You're not
going to
bribe me with a fucking magic show, man, right? All right, man. August 6th through the 9th, I'll be in Addison. I'll be at the Addison Improv. August 10th, one night only, in Oklahoma City at AMC at UCO Performance Lab. August 14th and 15th in West Valley, Utah. Wise Guy, I'll be there with the Mormon Samoans. August 20th to the 23rd, Brea Improv.
Brea, yeah. Awesome.
All right. Check out Lana on Perfect 10 Podcast with Ralphie May. She has a one-hour special on Hulu. I wrote a song about it. Really?
Yeah, well, it's called So I Wrote a Song About It, and the picture is of me with my legs kind of open. So it's implying that I wrote a song about it, but it's... Yeah, that's a double that's entendre.
Double entendre.
Go. Yep, we kind of play a tricky thing. It could be about pussy, it might not.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That's what that's how my mind works.
That should be your next album. It could be about pussy or it might not.
You decide. It could be encounters.
So being a mom and a comedian, man, do you have time to watch television, do anything on your own, read a book?
No. Are you kidding?
Are you serious?
Yeah. No. I never have time for anything.
Oh, my God. Poor girl. Like, you know when she said that? I was honest, bro. She said, like, that knows something. Like, I wish I could.
Yeah, no.
But fuck you. It never happened.
Did I get a shower today? Yes. It was a good day. Yeah, I mean, look, they're little, and I feel very blessed because...
You love that, the whole family thing?
You know what? I didn't know... many years ago when I met you that I would ever want kids or be capable of doing this, which I'm at times I'm not capable. I bomb all the time, but it's such an awesome part of my life. So, you know, I mean, look, I feel like all the stuff with the career and all that, it comes in time. But if I didn't have the chance to have a family and have the kids, I would have missed something that I never knew how good it would have been. So, right now, that's my, you know, I spend a lot of time with them, and they're cool. They're really, they're turning into cool people, and that's fun to
that's
watch,
cool.
right?
They are okay? cool.
They are cool. Not all the time. Sometimes they're total dicks, but most of the time, they're pretty cool. I mean, there's been some, and you never know what you're going to get from minute to minute. Are you going to be cool or are you going to be a dick? Because it could change on a heartbeat, but, you know, right now, I love them. It's really been fun. So, yeah. But yeah, I don't get time to shower every day. it's very time consuming.
So what's your favorite show you watch?
That I get to watch on camera?
On Netflix?
I don't. Literally, I don't.
You don't binge?
I was on
you
a
don't
show.
Binge?
I don't have time. You know, if I have time to do anything, I'm not
take a nap.
I'm going to masturbate if I have time for anything. Let's be honest here.
Wow, yeah. That's honest, man.
I mean,
there's no time for that shit either, right?
I think the true definition of success, two things. One, being able to masturbate anytime you want, and two, being able to fly private. If you can do those two things, you are a success.
I think I'm halfway there.
You're halfway there?
No.
You masturbate. Because prisoners can masturbate anytime they want, but they can't fly private. And sometimes people can fly private because they're like on a football team or something, but they just can't jerk off anytime they want.
They
can. So, you know, if you can do both those things, you
can't do that
are successful.
They have to keep it in them to be more aggressive. And
would you set up for a flag coach?
That's right. Coach and jerking off occasionally in an alley.
Because I joined the Mile Club by myself.
Right. You went in the bathroom and took care of business. Like, why can't I get in the bathroom? I really need to go. Some dude's been in there for like 30
minutes. Somebody knocking his mess on like the fattest Superman is changing in there.
The plane is kind of rocking.
Have you ever traveled, man, and you were in an airplane with convicts that are being traveled to another city?
I've not had that opportunity that I knew of.
Oh, my God.
That's intense.
I was flying a red eye.
Snakes on the plane.
Yes, man. And I was driving, and there was it looked like a military van. It was a white van, and they let a convict out, and he's shackled up, and then these two big guys with suits are right next to him, and I said, "Fuck!" And he has a fucking flight.
Did he have a first class seat? Because I'd be pissed.
He was in the back.
Okay,
room for the bathroom, and I said, and I passed by him, and I just went like this, and I gave him a "What's up?" But he was probably sedated or something. But he was in the back seat.
What are you talking to him for, bro?
You got like Hannibal Lecter
on
the plane.
Man, you don't talk to those guys.
I don't know. I want to talk to everybody, dog.
You're probably curious.
I
want to
do spot talk. Hey, bro, can you do the podcast? I know you're busy right now, but hey, man.
I don't know what happened to you, bro.
Would you like to do my podcast? Dude, I told him what's up, and that dude barely woke up, mad dogging me, right? But I was like, he was passed out. And then I wondered, like, I saw that one of the cops get up, and I looked up, and I wanted to go there and talk to him, you know, have a little camaraderie. And I said, what the fuck? Why is that fool locked up? Where are you guys taking him? So, yeah, they were taking him to another country, bro.
Wow.
I think it's via rat.
That's
or
a big thing. Wow.
So, yeah, man, they were transferring him to another country because he belongs in another country.
Dang. That's crazy. No, I've never had that experience.
But I was looking at him, man, and he was looking at me, and I wanted to say, yeah, motherfucker, freedom over here.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something to him, man.
To not murder people.
I wanted to let him know, man, that, hey, I'm happy being out here.
Come to my show when you get out.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Because I'm thinking about it, man. Here I am complaining about going flying in the middle of the night to some shitty, not to a nice gig, but still flying in the middle of the night, feeling like crap. But then I saw him, and I realized, I felt good about my life, man. I'm flying to do a gig. This guy's flying to probably taking the last flight of his fucking life.
He's probably so happy, though, right at that moment, because he's out of prison. Like, he's like, this is awesome. I'm actually out in the world for a few minutes. So, like, your misery is his, like, greatest day of the past, like, 4 years.
Right? He's probably saying, fuck it. And I got a middle seat.
Yeah, right. Who gets the armrest?
He had a middle seat, yeah. And he was, like, dressed up like a full convict in red with shackles and...
Like the whole Con Air.
It was funny, but he still has to hold his own ticket.
I'm surprised they don't fly them on, like...
Con Air?
Yeah. Some sort of, like...
I don't know.
That's our tax money at work, probably,
that's your
right?
tax money, flying this guy out of the country.
Yeah, that's crazy, too, because...
Maybe they just didn't tell him that they told him it was sold out, but it was an extra seat they put in there. Yeah. So.
I was like, I want to say, man, I know, I don't want to, is it too soon to ask for his miles?
Right, yeah, who's collecting on that? That's hilarious.
I got his miles.
Oh, my
God. Would you freak out that guy was sitting behind you?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I probably want
to. I'm making a shank right now, mija.
I wouldn't want that on my plane. But you know what? When you nodded at the guy, I'd probably be interested in what his story is.
I'm nosy. I think that's my problem. Yeah. You say, what the fuck are you talking to him for?
Yeah,
but I
know.
Saw him, bro. I said, man, I want to know his background, man.
I'd rather assume, bro.
And I don't know. I can't assume, bro, because that shit will bother me all day. I said, I should have just fucking man up. I should have asked him, man, bro, what you locked up for, homie? Who the fuck you killed?
It's bugging me, bro.
He had to be a murderer. The whole time was bugging me. Like, he had to be a murderer, right?
Right. Probably. Something. But they're sending him away, which is even more. That's where the story gets interesting.
All I knew was that the guys flying him were wearing, they had passports, and they were burgundy color. So
interesting.
I got to find out what country has burgundy. And I think it's Spain.
Spain. I was just going to say, I think that's Spain, right?
So they're flying him back to Spain.
Wow. The prison color? The passport color, right?
The passport color was green.
Yeah, because what is ours? Navy is America, right?
Yeah, Mexico's green, of course.
Yep. Interesting.
Because we like gringos. Gringas. What's up, fool? Lana Turner in the house. Thank you very much for being a lovely guest here on the What's Up, Fool podcast.
Thank you.
And check her out on The Perfect 10 with Ralphie May, a very... high-rated podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. But also check out What's Up, Fool. And check me out on that episode I did on
The Perfect 10
podcast. Yeah, you have to go back. It's the podcast is a little different now. And it's kind of the same format, but it's different. But back then, that was when Danny was doing it. It was really had a Danny. Fun day. That was fun. So now we have an amazing woman who's producing it, Catherine Reinhart. If you get a chance to check her out, she's got a documentary called Trash Nation that's online. Just look up Catherine Reinhart. I'm not trying to spell it, but
Trash Nation. What is that
trash
about?
Trash Nation. She did a month without where she ate out of the trash with a bunch of people, and it talks about food and where it's produced and how it, and yeah, it, I mean, but it's like it sounds really gross, and but it's truly cool. Yeah,
I did that, but I was smoking crack on the side.
Yeah, right.
But it's like it's the same food. It's just. Markets that throw away.
Yeah, like you dig through the trash pan markets, but like her whole thing is about.
Yeah,
how
you did
food
that
is...
too, Lisa Esparza, growing up.
No, my brother and I ate out trash cans.
Yeah. What do they call binging? Right, trash binging.
Dumpster diving.
Yeah.
So you did that too. Yeah, I mean, it really makes you think about food and what and how wasteful we are. So she's a really cool chick, and I think
her podcast.
Our podcast is evolving a little bit now too, to where she's becoming. She and I are doing a little bit more stuff. Like, it'll be interesting to see what happens next because we've just kind of like the episodes have slowed down. I think we're about to go through a new podcast evolution. So,
all right,
yeah, it'll be fun. We'll have you back on again.
Yeah, man.
You want to do it again? You want to do it? We'll have it.
I'm down.
Everyone,
definitely.
All right.
Have the lady make dinner. Not
make some brownies. Or,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
That sounds like fun.
So what's up, fool? Thank you very much for being a podcast. People, go check out Rodrigo Torres in Las Vegas. He's performing at, where is performing at?
Planet Hollywood, the V Club.
Okay, then forget about it, people. You don't need to know nothing about this week. You don't need to know shit about the Ice House. All right, fool. Thank you.
Can I plug one more show?
Yeah, plug it, bro.
I'm going to be at the San Jose Improv with Chingo Bling.
Oh, awesome.
What day?
July 28th, Tuesday, one night only.
Check him out, Chingo Bling. Doo-doo-doo.
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 Give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That was the most Jamaican yeah, man we've ever had.